Let you folks introduce yourselves one at a time, and we're going to start with you, Michelle.
Great. Hey, everybody. So my name is Michelle Hardesty. If you ever want to come talk to me, you can call me Michelle or Professor Hardesty. I use she and her pronouns. And I'm really excited to be part of this event. I haven't been able to be part of an event like this to see so many D3s at the beginning of this process. So I just wanted to start by asking you to just look around at who's in the room. You know, everybody here, except for a couple of us who are presenting, are starting D3. Like, look at these faces, you'll see them on campus. You can give each other a knowing nod as you walk by. And if someone looks like they're full of despair, maybe you can reach out and say, hey, we're all in this together.
Welcome for coffee.
because I'm going to say just like a couple points I think are like kind of key touchstones to getting through this process and really, really finding it to be a really rich and rewarding process. And one of them is to find community. To find community with other folks doing D3, to mentor younger students, to reach out to folks outside the campus or within it who are part of the project, but especially to reach out to one another, whether you're in a concentrator seminar or whether you actually just form a small group or have a little coffee hour or something like that. I think that it can, you've been in classes together, now suddenly you're off doing these separate things. I think that is such a powerful way to really think of yourselves as this like large and dispersed crew all doing this work. I also thought it was really important to have just at least one voice from a student who's been through D3. So my name is Michelle Hardesty, as I said. I teach in the School of Humanities, Arts, and Cultural Studies. I'm an associate professor of U.S. Literature and Cultural Studies. My office is over in Dakin Student Life Center, which is also where our humanities intern is. So I was talking with Tripp Johnson, who just recently graduated from Hampshire and finished a D3, and asked if it would be possible. Tripp has to go back not too long to just say, you know, thinking about where you were when you started Division III, where you were, where these folks are right now, what would have you said to yourself and these folks here? That's kind of something helpful to go through.
Hey, everybody. I know some of you. just some tips for Div 3 from someone who finished his Div 3 in the spring. He and pronouns, by the way. Do a little bit of work every day. It doesn't need to be that much. We have on days and off days, but we need to be realistic about what we can do in a given day. For me, there were days when I was really productive. There were days when I really couldn't do much. But if we have too many days where we do nothing, we end up just sliding off the rails and we end up in a situation where we might have to take an extra semester. Who wants to spend that money? You're going to debt for that. I don't. And put aside time for self-care. I think that we can be very good at berating ourselves and sort of shaming ourselves into thinking that like this is not good enough yet, and maybe it's not. That's okay. You have an entire academic year to actually work through it. And make use of your peers, and on the days when things feel rough, remember that you're going to reach a point not too long from now, where you'll be able to look back and be like, yeah, I went to college. And it'll be as simple as that. And, you know, it's a meaningful process, and I don't want to dilute the importance and significance and specialness of it, but when it's feeling overwhelming, remember, you're going to talk about it in the past tense pretty soon. My office is in Dakin. I really like to workshop people's stuff. If you want to swing by, bring me your drafts, if you have to look at them.
Second floor, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I feel like the things that I could deliver to you as some words of advice entering my ninth year of working with students in Division III is one thing I already said, create community. Something that's been mentioned already, which is to create a routine. Another thing, which is to envision the year ahead, do this with your faculty members. Envision the year ahead as a whole. Start to set some deadlines, but kind of try to understand that whole year as having a kind of chunks. And so you can think about where you will need to be by certain chunks of that. So you're going to do that differently depending on your field. The last thing is that you need to research to do research. So let me just say a few things about those different points. I've already said about finding community. Envisioning the year and setting deadlines. Now, I do projects that are mostly, I would say, sometimes very few theses, but like or theses rather. A lot of times I do a thesis projects in literature, humanities, cultural studies. I often do hybrid, creative, critical projects, sometimes fully creative projects. And so it can depend, but I tend to sit down with students, and I think several of you are here and you have heard this already, which is it's good to think about where you're going to end up. Where you're going to end up is that your full project will be due at the end of April. So then you can start kind of pedaling back to be like, well, where would you want to be as kind of touchstones? What I tend to tell students is, I would like you to be at a point where you have completed what, and like I said, this is usually just with writing projects, that you have completed a full initial draft of everything by spring break. So that after spring break, you're just solely revising. And so then we kind of pedal it back again. Well, that means that between early March and late January, when you get back from Jan term, you need to produce a lot of writing, right? Okay, well then pedal back a little bit more. So that we hope that you've actually started doing a big chunk, you've done a significant chunk of writing before the end of the first semester. Okay, well when do you need to start writing that big chunk? Okay, well that seems like maybe by early November, that's when you need to really have decided maybe if you're doing a thesis, like what the chapter breakdowns are. I asked students to create a prospectus, annotated bibliography, when it's appropriate for their project, that could kind of be a guide for that project ahead. So that it's like now you've had that beautiful, wonderful period of doing exploratory research, that it should be, let's say, around early November that you really start getting into a process of trying to produce work. That's what I try to do with my students, and I think is useful for however it works for whatever field you're in. What's beautiful about D3 is they take so many forms. And then within that, creating some kind of routine. I think what Laura is saying is it's absolutely right that you need to think about this being your three-quarter time or full-time job, but it may be the first time where you've had unstructured time and have to think about filling it. Let me tell you that I am an associate professor. I got my PhD way back in 2007. And I just came back from a research sabbatical, and I still have to be incredibly deliberate about planning my unstructured time so I get anything done. So that means creating blocked out plans, like I just said. It means creating goals for the week. It means breaking down a task I know is due here into what I need to do today. And it means checking in with myself at the beginning of a day, checking out at the end, setting goals, and then actually doing some kind of writing at the end of the day to reflect on how I did or did not meet those goals and what my goals are for the next day. I still do that. That's like an absolutely central part of my process. I was just sharing with Emily, one of the Division III students I'm working with, about how I actually share a Google spreadsheet with another colleague of mine where we do that kind of check-in every day, and then we share the Google Doc with each other and give each other just a good work, or like, how's it going? You haven't posted, or something like that. Those are methods, and then the other person on that committee, Tom Haxo, who is an artist, is often usually like, I don't do this kind of structured stuff. But then actually was like, yeah, I actually have a quota system. Like, I feel like every 2 days I need to produce three things. And it's like, huh. And then I was with Emily, is like, it doesn't just happen, And I think Emily's already actually showed us an entire year's calendar. So like, Emily's already one step ahead of us. But it's about discovering that kind of process. And if you can't quite get it to feel totally right now, that makes sense. I'm still clarifying this process, and I've been doing this for a long time. And then the final thing I just want to say was research to do research. You might have said I said something about prospectus maybe at the beginning of November or something like that. What that means is that, if you're doing a project that involves research, whether it's like finding images that you want to refer to for your own creative practice, or whether it is research for a research thesis, you can't just hit the ground running, right? You have to do a process of research to figure out what it is that you want to research. So kind of understand that for a lot of you, that's where you are right now, is like you need to go through that process in order to actually be able to form the really strong research question with the body of literature behind you that you can then go forward and really get into the writing. So when I'm doing this process with students, I set that as a difference between a preliminary proposal, which is like the contract, and the kind of prospectus that might be due that a month later. So those are the things I wanted to just talk to you about. Research to do research, the finding routine, scheduling out the big chunks, and finding community. So good luck. Again, my name is Michelle Hardesty, and I'm going to have to leave before the end of this. So if you want to have a question about anything I said, please feel free to send me an email or visit me over in Dakin Student Life Center as well. Thank you.